Now, next up, Watergate. Would you pay up to 26 quid for a bottle of fancy water? The Merchant Hotel has launched a new water menu with H2O from around the world, including Canada and Fiji. It's even appointed two new water butlers that could help guests choose the water that's right for their palate. Ant Miller, Bill Jeffrey with us today. Morning to you, Ant.
Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Anne.
Who would pay 26 quid for a bottle of water?
I think anybody that has earned their money. I think you have the right to spend it however you like. Look, it's a gimmick in a way, but you can spend your money however you like. This is worldwide. It's going viral. It places Northern Ireland with one of the most exclusive hotels right in the public eye. People can come here, they know they're going to get exceptional service and exceptional goods. Look, you can buy fizzy wine in one of the supermarkets at $9.99. You can buy a bottle of Bollinger at £999 if you want to. And that's just the difference. It's how you spend your money, and I think you're entitled to do it. And I think they have an exciting product. And I think they're focusing again on Northern Ireland.
So there's the defence for 26 quid a bottle of water, Bill, Aunt Miller.
What a load of nonsense. I personally will defriend, ignore and deny ever knowing anybody that belongs to me that goes in there and admits to doing the water menu. It's preposterous. I can't... Do you know, when I first saw it, I thought, oh, that's a wind-up, as if anybody would. But I'll tell you what, it's actually almost insulting. It's insulting to people coming through their doors that they think that these people are going to be stupid enough to pay £26 a bottle. And then it's insulting to those who are stupid enough that they're willing to do it to them and take their money off them. I think it's the worst PR coup that you could ever have done. I think you will regret it. I think it's I can't actually believe somebody is actually going to say to me, hi, I'm a water butler. Can I talk through the different flavours and wonderfulness and mineral contents of water that may complement your meal? Let me tell you, if I've got to pay £26 for a bottle of water to make my meal better, I'm going somewhere else to eat.
Stephen. Two new jobs for Northern Ireland. Water butlers, water sommeliers, whatever you like. Two new jobs. That is fantastic as far as we're concerned.
New jobs for how long? Because it is a gimmick. It's a complete gimmick.
Well, the point is, Aunt Miller, it's up to customers whether they buy it or not. It's a business decision, and this part of the merchant's business will live and die as to whether people put their hand in their pocket and buy it or not.
No, I agree, absolutely. And idiots will actually fall for it because somebody will tell them somewhere that it's trendy or something like that. But I think that's what's worse. It's worse that the merchant is actually going to do that to people who are stupid enough to give them their money. You know, I think it's a disgrace. And I hate to say it, but when there's people struggling for water around the world and then people are doing these sort of gimmicks, I hate to bring that equation in, but I just feel I have to. I think feel work for yourselves, pat yourselves on.
No. Look, top-end footballers, top-end film stars, celebrities, if they come to Northern Ireland and buy water at £26 a bottle, I'd much rather...
I think you might find...
Do not think it out of their mind.
I don't know. Of the rich people who I know, you might find that they're actually the tightest... The people that have loads of dough are sometimes the people, Bill Jeffrey, that you know, I know a man who's a multi-millionaire that wouldn't tip 10p.
I hope some of my rich relatives buy me a bottle of it for my next birthday. I'm going to consume it. I'm going to hold it. Oh, enjoy it. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm affronted for you. I'm absolutely... I mean, if you could see me now, to use the Belfast phrase, I'm taking a beamer for you. I really, really am. Dude, I would die if somebody even walked past the table and saw the bottle on the table. I'd be thinking, oh, do people really now know that I would be that stupid? No way. No. It really is. Just give everybody a sign coming in to put around their neck saying, I'm an Egypt.
No. It's relative. There are values in it. There are minerals in it. You're not going to get in your only bottle of 30p water. For goodness.
Well, listen, if you're not getting that goodness out of the vegetables in the dinner that you're selling them, for goodness knows what, then you're doing something wrong. They shouldn't need to pay an extra 26 quid to get it in their water.
It's the same price all over the world. It's a high-end tourist facility that we now have in Belfast. It focuses on what we can do, what we can offer to people to come here, spend their money and help our economy. Look, it's a two-tier life. Stephen has spent two dramatic days pointing out that in relation to hospital waiting lists. And this is nothing, this is so insignificant, I suppose, compared with that. But it's a two-tier life and we're stuck with it. And this happens to be a sort of a good news story, I think, in a way.
Let us know what you think about this at home, whether you know anybody. I wonder, will we get anybody calling us today that would tell us that they would actually spend 26 quid on a bottle of water? 0845 955 678.
Would you?
How much do the calls cost?
Two pence a minute plus your network access charge. You should know that.
Here's the water.
No, would you buy it? It's like something that you would buy.
Right, you've got a menu.
You'd
there.
Bath in it.
Is this a menu from the merchant?
This is a menu from the merchant. There's a whole range of things like basalt. So this is from the Faroe Islands in Sorore. I'm probably pronouncing that all wrong. Three different basalt layers constitute these remote and pristine Faroe Islands. You're getting water from that. Or this sounds like something you would want, right? This is from.
You're just reading out the ones that you think you can pronounce.
No, not
which
at all.
Which is why I give them to you, because I can't pronounce them.
No, the
Saint-Girol, Sparkling France Avignon.
That's not a bad pronunciation.
I did French at Queen's University.
Can you believe that? He's got a degree in French.
£7.
Can't talk English, but
£7 85 for a 750ml bottle of water.
What about this one here? This is the Burjami Sparkling from the Baccarini Mountains.
Fiji, Italy.
Fiji.
Is it? I don't know what it is. Wasn't on £11.50.
Speyside Sparkling. That sounds more up your street. That one's £4.95.
Oh, look at this one. What's sap?
Sap? From a tree?
Delubier Mipple Sap Water from Canada. Give us £15.50 for that bottle of water, please. This is the only water, says the merchant, of its kind in the world.
Veen? Is that not stuff that you used to take off hair?
And the merchant
Veen, which is from Finland, Kotujaji. Mm. Look, some people might really like this. I wonder if there's a you do like a taste test.
Yes.
So if you had water from the fountain out in the hallway there, would you know the difference between that and mountain from Finland, Kotujaji? It might be really nice. Lapland.
The merchant refused to come on, did they?
No. They are trying to get one of the. I was talking
their
to their PR people. No, they're trying to get their money, but they haven't come back to us yet. Look at you trying to be. Don't do that on a Friday.
What are
to
they
me.
Trying to do?
They're trying to get their manager to come on.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Well, no, sorry. What they said was, look at you trying to get me in trouble.
Yes.
They said they haven't been able to get hold of him, but if they can, they'll hopefully get him on the programme.
Oh, good.
So they have not said no.
Good.
They sent us through this list of the water that you can buy. Because to be fair, let's face it, the only person in this whole building that can afford this kind of stuff is you. With your overinflated salary.
Michael in Belfast. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, just my comment is, if Jesus Christ was going to appear and turn it into wine, that's going to mulbuy it. That's it.
Thank you, Michael. Here's Phil. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, we're all dairy farmers in Northern Ireland are getting 20p a litre. And if they want to give, merchant want to give me 26p a litre for a litre of milk, I'll take it.
What do you mean?
Well, the price we're getting for every litre of milk is 20p. For every single litre of milk, that's how much a farm gets. And here's the merchant selling water for £26 a bottle.
Yes.
That's a joke.
Yeah, but it's only a joke.
Oh, it's a joke.
It's only a joke if you were being forced to pay it. Of course, you're not being forced to pay for it.
Oh, I know. The merchants... even you go into a supermarket, you can buy a bottle of water for more than... It's dearer than a bottle of milk.
The merchant's entitled to charge whatever it wants, isn't it?
Well, it might be, but that's just the point I want to make.
I wonder, will there be posh people in Northern Ireland that use this as some type of status symbol? I wonder, will there be people that walk into the merchant and want it to be seen by their friends that they're paying 26 quid for a bottle of water?
I definitely see that coming. I could nearly tell you, I could nearly reserve the tables for them already.
Here's a question. Here's a question for us all this morning.
What you get two for the price of one?
What BBC Northern Ireland presenters do you think would like to go in and buy that water? There's a question for us with their wee cravats on. Vincent in Belfast. Good morning, Vincent.
Hiya, Stephen.
Good morning,
Stephen. I don't normally agree with most of the things Bill Jeffrey says, but you see, this morning I like the cut of his jib. He's right. You know, it's two jobs for Belfast. But you know something? The merchant are probably buying that water in at a pound a bottle, sticking a fancy French name on it and just charging you what you want. So you are.
So we could have eau de Ballymena or something like that from the basalt plateau, you know, the Antrim Basalt Plateau, and we could get it for nothing and sell it at £26 a bottle. I reckon we could sell.
It's business. Merchants are doing nothing wrong. It's business.
They're not doing nothing. I think I'm talking up the left. Bill Jeffrey's right. Good job. And if people want to spend that money for water, fair play to them. I mean, myself, if I want to sleep in a hotel, I'll go to the Avis. Say in university for £40 a night.
I want.
Right, but if you ever have the money, I'll spend the money and go to the merchant if I have it as well. It's just commerce. That's all it is.
I want to talk to one of the water butlers.
Water buffaloes.
I seriously do. Like, what are they going to? Are they going to come up with all of these different bottles of water? Would you
I
like?
Think it's brilliant, Stephen. I think it's great.
And is it going to be like wine? I don't drink wine, but I watch people, obviously, when they bring it up to the table. So they're going to offer you to take a sip of it before you decide which bottle of water to drink?
I bet when you're buying peach schnapps as well, Stephen, there's all different prices for it. You know, there's probably high-scale peach schnapps and low-scale peach schnapps. There's no difference.
There is.
Water.
Can I ask that question, that type of question? What would you do if you had a lovely lady or fella, whichever floats your boat, and you took them, you thought, I'll treat them tonight, I'll take them for a meal at the merchant, and they buy themselves three bottles of £26 water on top of the wine and food that you're already paying for? Would you still think it's a good idea, or would you be raging?
Listen, do you see if I'm socialising in the merchant? I can afford that stuff then, because if anybody goes to a merchant, they obviously have a few quid. So yes, I see if they wanted it, I would buy them it. No problem at all.
You know where this is going to go, by the way? There's going to be somebody that's going to want to bath in this water now.
Oh, now you're talking, Steve.
That'll be next. Like, it will be next.
Northern Ireland Waters ought to listen to this programme and take a leaf out of the book and see if they can upgrade the state of their water, because honestly, I hear an awful lot of complaints about our own tap water, and that's down to Northern Ireland. Well, Northern Ireland Water.
Here's Kevin. Morning, Kevin.
Morning, Stephen. How's the things?
Go ahead, man.
Just back from Vegas here, so I'm filling in with a few Irish lads, and they invited us to our table at the nightclub one night. And the table comes with a £900 bottle of Belvedere vodka, and these Irish guys from Dublin, millionaires, ended up buying two more. So people are going to pay £900 for a bottle of Belvedere vodka. Why not pay £26 for a bottle of mineral water? Why not?
£900 for a bottle of vodka. Wow. Right, thank you very much. 9:31, here comes the news from the BBC. Thank you, Ant. Thank you, Bill. Morning to you.
At our top stories this morning, Stephen, a fresh proposal from Sinn Féin to change the name of Londonderry to Derry has been passed during a meeting of Derry and Strabane District Council. All previous attempts have failed. Unionists have called the move sectarian. President Obama has told the BBC that he'd prefer Britain to stay in the European Union after the referendum that's due to take place by the end of 2017. He suggests it would give the United States greater confidence in what he called the transatlantic union. The man's opened fire at a cinema in the southern US city of Lafayette, killing two people and wounding seven more. The gunman then took his own life. BBC News in detail is at 10 o'clock.
Right, here's Sean. Morning, Sean.
If I was to walk into the merchant getting asked for a glass of water, would they charge me for it?
Well, no, I don't think they would. I think there's somewhere in their press release I read that if you want a glass of tap water, you can still have it.
Is it charged for it?
I have no idea.
But I thought it was against the law to refuse a person a glass of water.
It's a story that'll run this one. Thank you very much.